Hi, I am Kate Aull, host of the Empowered Agency podcast. This is the podcast for service providers, VAs, and agency owners looking to create their ideal agency. Each season is broken down into 10 episodes, 15 minutes or less, every Sunday. Let's dive in. This is season 8, episode 8. I took a little bit of a break. I got slammed with 3 COVID, 2 other colds in 6 weeks, actually, which was remarkable. In addition, I took a trip to Costa Rica. And the other is we did our first in-person sponsorship at a conference in Chicago. And I wanted to share with you today all the details about how we came to this decision, what the lead up was, so that you can evaluate whether or not doing in-person sponsorships is right for your agency. So first, let me say that I think the lay of the land with getting clients, with online business, with service providers, it is shifting massively. It has shifted massively. And I hear a lot of conversations from people about, you know, I don't feel like I have a lot of energy. I don't know where to look next. I feel really overwhelmed. There's just in general this air of like burnout, right? But with that burnout is also this question of how do I get in front of my ideal customer? It feels like it's changed. So last year, I'm going to say, well, actually, it was in the summer. We were approached by a conference that I had spoke at twice. Actually, I had pitched back at them and said, hey, do you want me to speak on Pinterest this year? It's the Tastemaker Conference for food creators. And I had been on a panel last year and loved it. And the year before before COVID, I had spoken there as well. So I was familiar. We have a lot of food clients that we work with. It's where our ideal client hangs out. Well, they decided not to do a Pinterest session, but they asked if we would be sponsors. And I look at the price and I think, whew, I don't know. Like things feel really tight right now. And last year we were 20% down in business. I think we did end with a net profit margin of 8%. So as you can see, things are like slim and tight. Like we are cutting costs left and right. So the thought of investing in a sponsorship felt really big. But the more that I talked with the owner of the conference and the more I talked with my team, I felt this sense of, okay, there's 400 people there. And not only are there 400 people who could potentially be clients, but there's also other brands that we can collaborate with. So if we map out a list of wins, I think we can get pretty close to either making our money back or just building a lot of future relationships that will lead to more business later. So when we made our pros and cons list, the pros list definitely outweighed everything. So we took a risk and we asked for a payment schedule and we wanted to map it out over 3 months, which they agreed to do, which I thought was very gracious. I began asking questions. Now, I'm a big believer that when I go into something I've never done before, I want to talk to people who have done it before because what they have is a lot of wisdom. They've made mistakes, they've learned, and they understand what they would tell someone else if they were doing it for their first time. So I reached out to a couple friends who had done this conference before, and I said, give me all the things, nitty gritty, down and dirty. What would you do? What would you not do? What are the things that we can do to get the most out of this that we possibly can? And they gave me such great wisdom. They did not give me advice. I want to be very clear about that. They didn't say to me, well, you should try this or you should try this. They were clear to say, we ordered these banners before and we hated them. So now we order from this company. We got these type of rentals and we liked it because we could talk to people this way. We added handouts and QR codes and things that we could give away. We got people on our email list. We got people signed up for services. It was a list of things that they had actually had experience with. And I'm a big believer in that. Like, I'm not interested in listening to somebody who tells me, oh, well, you should try this and be like, what, have you done it? Because if you haven't done it and you've already been there, then I don't want to be the guinea pig. And sure, there are great ideas that have to come over time, but this was not the time that I needed more ideas. I needed experience shares. So It was a lot. It was really challenging leading up because there is a lot of things we didn't think about. So one of them was you do have to order a banner. And that took a little bit of time to find which one, to get it shipped out. We also had to ship our stuff to the event. We kind of thought we could maybe put some of it in like a ski bag and take it from here. That did not work. So mistake number one, just ship your stuff directly to the venue and it will just be there. So we learned a lot about shipping. The second thing is that we really planned what our booth would look like. And I'm really proud of it. It was like really bright. And obviously we used red because we talk about Pinterest. We had red water bottles. We had notebooks. We had giveaways. We had stickers. We had chocolate from a client, an ads client that we had worked with. And we had a really pretty like red tablecloth and that matched our background. And we ordered t-shirts. This is also funny. We ordered t-shirts and had them printed and we took a little bit of a gamble and we all like the color was not right on all of us and the red was not right. And with how white the room was, it just did not work. Now, I didn't say this in the beginning, but I didn't go by myself. I actually took myself, my COO, and then my services director and one of our discovery call ladies. And our social media manager, she does both. And she's actually the daughter of my COO. So we all four went together and we got there and we thought the t-shirts are not going to look good. And so we went to Target in Chicago and got $6 black t-shirts and stuck a sticker, a Simple Pin Media sticker on them. And they looked super cute. Actually, people commented. They're like, I love your shirts. And so we pivoted in the moment and it worked out well. That was just a very small thing. But I think if you're ever going to do an in-person conference, you just need to know you're going to have to make some small pivots once you see the space. Once we got there and we were worried about how long it was going to take to set up and obviously how long it was going to take to set down. And we took notes as we went along. This was really important. I had my phone open. I had my notes app and I noted it took us 45 minutes to set up. These were the things we liked and didn't like, and then set down things we liked and didn't like so that I wouldn't forget. Because we talked to 100 people, and the venue was really interesting because we were on the 10th floor, and there were some bumps in the road, and other sponsors were feeling a little bit bumpy as well. But I know that that's going to be fixed next year. And spoiler alert, we signed up to do it next year because it was so good. So here are the good parts. Here's the takeaways. One, we didn't make back 100% of what we put in. We didn't break even, but the research and development, people often call it R&D, was off the charts, like literally off the charts. I got ideas for podcasts. I got ideas for teaching. I understood the language that people were using with their frustrations. We ended up booking several services, and our giveaway, quote unquote, was a coupon for 50% off one of our audits. And the whole goal is to really get connected with people and see if we can convert those audits to either some of their product or service. So the first day we were really nervous and we didn't know what to expect. And we kind of didn't know how to open the conversation with people. And this is a piece of wisdom I would give anybody is figure out what's the most comfortable way to open a conversation with people. And by day two, we got that. And we started it with, tell me where you're at. Are you a DIYer? Do you love Pinterest? Do you hate Pinterest? It was a lot of qualifying questions. And that was helpful for us because then we could see where people were at. We had a mix of people who knew us and a mix of people who didn't know us. We were able to connect with the other sponsors and I made some great connections with them. And then we were able to connect with even some of the food sponsors. And that was really great for us because that's what we had wanted. We went into it thinking maybe we would be really exhausted by day one, and we really weren't. We did try to conserve energy by getting as much sleep as possible. We flew out really early, so we were pretty tired. Plus, it was the time change. But I feel like we were really rallied. And we tried to give ourselves permission to be pretty agile. So if a person was talking to us and we knew that a particular service would fit them, but we didn't have any means to like give them a coupon or have them sign up right away, we would open our computer and we would just facilitate that transaction. So I think in the future, it'd be great to have like two iPads available so that people could just do it right away. We do have another sponsorship coming up in May with another food conference. Much smaller, but very curious because we're going to be talking about ads a lot. So I think that's going to be just something new. But the more people, I will say this too, I would have died if I would have gone alone or even with just one other person. We needed all four of us because there were rare times that we couldn't really eat, right? Because people would be coming up to the booth because it was their lunch and we had to get lunch before catering was done. So we had to kind of swap during that time. So having two and two was helpful. Let's see what else. We weren't able to go to the sessions, which was a little bit of a bummer. So I think for next time, I would send a team member to a session or myself go to a session. Actually, next year, I will be speaking as well as sponsoring. So it's a little bit different than this year, but pretty exciting too as well. And not everybody comes over to the sponsorship area. So we were a little bummed about that. But again, that's something we know that they got feedback about and they'll be changing next year. Here's my final takeaway is we have been doing marketing of our services through a podcast, through our newsletter, through affiliates, and generally through a lot of organic social media marketing. This was the very first time we were out in the field so that people could connect with us. And maybe they had listened to the podcast, but now they put a face with a name, or maybe they've been reading our email list and now they get to talk to one of us. And those in-person connections felt so much deeper and richer. And I think when people have in-person connections with somebody, they're much more likely to tell somebody else and to tell somebody else. And if the goal for us was not only to get clients, but build awareness for our agency, I can confidently say that that goal was achieved. And 2 weeks later, we're still receiving residual off of all of that, those connections. I also think it energized me in a way that I needed to be energized. If any of you have been in this business for the last 4 years through COVID, you know it has been a grind. It has been a constant up and down. I've talked with more agency owners than I can count that know at the end of 22, we started to see things downsliding. 23 has basically been holding on by our fingernails. And 24, we're just all hoping to hold steady. And so instead of just staying in this groove of where we're at, we chose to try something new with our marketing. And that in itself is what I needed to feel like I could keep going, because I saw face to face the people we were serving or hoped to serve. And that in-person connection was so renewing for me and encouraging, and to my team too as well. Like, we were all just flying high when we came home and we were so excited to tell the rest of the team. We got creative. We thought outside the box. We all of a sudden now our discovery calls, especially because one of my team members who does discovery calls was there. She said, oh, I'm going to be so much better at discovery calls now than I was before, because I felt like I was doing 20 of them in the first half of each day. And now I know exactly, I'm much more comfortable. I know how to go into them. So if you have people who do sales with you, take them to these events. Now, the last thing I'll leave you with is cost. Like, you do have to figure out what you're going to spend and how you're going to try to recoup your expenses and how long you want that to take. So being very strategic about your offer, but being really open to offer other things as well, because it's almost like you are doing these in-person sales calls over and over and over again. And some people aren't going to make a decision right away, and some people are. So think about how much you want to invest. And then it might be your one yearly investment. For us, we did two this year. And then we'll do one next year. And we might even look at like another conference that's in a totally different niche, whether it's e-commerce or different kind of content creators. We might just explore those options as well. But I would say 10 out of 10, I recommend that you just try something different, whether it's a sponsorship, whether it's a new method of marketing, whether it's an in-person event in your city. Getting in person face-to-face is so valuable, and I highly recommend it. So there you go. That's my review of our first sponsorship. And if you have any questions, or if you want to pass this on to somebody else who is an agency owner, service provider, or a VA as well, please do that. I would love that. I would love to have them listen, be inspired. And of course, I would love it if you would leave a review or hit the 5-star button. This tiny little podcast here just helps other agency owners feel like they can do it, feel like they can keep going. And I want to be able to pass on my wisdom and my experience to you so that you feel like you can be a little more brave in the next step you take in your marketing. Thanks so much for listening.